AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The East Coast is going to feel the brunt of a storm over the Labor Day weekend. Dennis Feltgen at the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Hermine is going to regain hurricane status on Sunday as it moves north of the Delmarva Peninsula.
The impacts of wind, storm surge, and heavy rainfall and surf all combining to make it a miserable weekend for folks right on the coastline.
The sheriff of Terrell County, North Carolina, says strong winds from Hermine tipped over a tractor trailer as it crossed a bridge on Saturday morning.
The wind was blowing somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 70 miles per hour. The tractor trailer was hit by a gust of wind. It blew the tractor trailer over from the westbound lane into the eastbound lane, turning the truck over.
Hurricane Lester is tracking north of the Hawaiian Islands, leaving some spectacular waves. The surf is 20 feet higher on the Big Island. An Afghan official says at least 36 passengers, including women and children, died when their bus collided with a fuel tanker in the southern part of the country. More than 25 other people were seriously hurt, some critically. Not there yet. That's what President Obama says about U.S. and Russian negotiators who are working on the sidelines at the G20 summit to reduce the level of violence in war-torn Syria. A new skyscraper in downtown Los Angeles has become the tallest building west of the mighty Mississippi. Construction workers on Saturday placed a 10-ton spire atop the Wilshire Grand Tower. The spire adds 160 feet to the 73-story building. That makes it 1,099 feet high. That's 81 feet higher than nearby U.S. Bank Tower, which held the tallest building record since 1989. This is AP Radio News. The Williams sisters continue their winning ways at the U.S. Open.
Serena Williams passed another milestone in her career on her way to the fourth round at the U.S. Open. Williams advanced to the second week by recording her 307th Grand Slam singles victory, surpassing the previous women's record held by Martina Navratilova and now equaling the mark held by Roger Federer. Sister Venus also reached the fourth round, as did top men's seeds Andy Murray and Stan Wawrinka. Murray, however, took four sets and Wawrinka survived in five against Britain's Dan Evans. Graham Agars, New York.
Thousands of pilgrims are crowding into St. Peter's Square for the canonization of Mother Teresa. She's the tiny nun who cared for the world's most unwanted and became the icon of a Catholic church that goes to the back streets of major cities to find the lost and wounded. The Mass begins in about 2 hours. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.